My name is Brent McPherson. I live in St. Stephen. I'm co-organizer of Take Back Our Town. And just to explain that, we mean by that to a time when there was a lot less concern and fear in our community and also Charlotte County.
Excellent. So I guess to start off, Brent, tell us a little bit about why you and Cheyenne decided to launch this group and when it did officially launch.
Okay, certainly. So we were both hearing from a lot of people in the area of the fear and concerns and everything of the increase in crime that has been going on. We've heard people talking about taking the law in their own hands, which we don't think is the best thing to do. We're seeing and hearing about the homeless population, and also, you know, being Charlotte County being like a rural border community. Things were going on and happening and concern. There was a lot of talk, but no one seemed to actually be doing anything. So Cheyenne, Matthews, and myself, being the people we are, decided, okay, we're going to do something. And I actually reached out to Cheyenne and said, listen, I'm thinking of doing this. Are you in with me and willing to help? Because I also work full-time, so I knew it wasn't something that I wanted to take on myself. And this all begun, it's strange, because there's been so much meetings with people about concerns, which I'll discuss kind of with you, everything. And it was about 3 months ago, and it just hasn't stopped. It feels worthwhile, real worthwhile and needed, but it has been overwhelming. We've had people reach out to us to meet with them. And first of all, Perry, we need to deal with the drugs in our community. And at our most recent community meeting, which we planned and held, we were happy with the turnout and also the invited panelists, dealing with all the serious issues, a lot of discussion. But the drugs in the community really need to be addressed. And I specifically asked Sergeant Scott McKenzie, who's head of the detachment here, what has been done about that. And he said, you know, it's not as easy as you think. We have to go before a judge, get a court order. We can't just knock down doors. And, I mean, I understand that. And then I got thinking, well, why is that so hard? Then I got thinking, is it because they're a federal force and they have to go before a provincial judge for court orders? Or is it that they have to go to St. John and go before a judge and get the court order? And it just didn't kind of make sense. And that's one of the action items that we listened to Scott McKenzie about. Officers have to take people charged with a crime or criminal act. They have to take them to St. John to appear before a judge. And we got thinking, okay, video. We should have video conferencing here. Video conferencing that, someone charged with crime with their lawyer can appear before a judge and possibly a prosecutor on video, same as they do at Horizon Health. Mm-hmm. So that's one action item that we come up with. The other thing we started, because unless the homeless are helped, and especially like the ones, like all be helped, but also the ones that are struggling with drug addiction and mental health issues. So one of the people we had on the panel was Jennifer Anderson Apope. She's the manager of drug addiction and mental health in all this coverage area. And she said, first of all, we need rehab beds here. And then from that, we've heard from people that detox is needed. And then also she said, well, you know, we need more funding to help more people. So that is all compounding, and that's all part of our action items. And it needs further discussion. And from there, we realized that the court system and the law has to be looked at, because we've heard concerns of, you know, catch and release and back in the community to cause more criminal acts. So we've been going here, there, exploring all that and going. And then on top of that, we've heard from many that housing, and low-income housing, to have people, when people have a roof over their head, you know, things really change. They become to have some pride. So because of that, well, it was my second tour there, but Cheyenne and I recently toured 12 Neighbors Community in Fredericton. Very impressed with 12 Neighbors Community in Fredericton, tiny home community, and they have outreach workers, and Marcel LeBrun put his own money when he sold the company. He decided to do something good and give back. What a vision. So we were very impressed with that. So why not here in St. Stephen or Charlotte County, why can't we have something like that here? Mm-hmm. So we've also, and Al Smith, Mayor Al Smith, who was homeless, him and his partner, his girlfriend, were homeless. Actually, it was interesting what he shared. A couple of things. Number one, the importance of having that roof over your head. Secondly, him and his girlfriend, because she suffers some mental illness and et cetera, they don't use drugs. So to be amongst the others that were homeless that were using was too hard for them. So they went deeper into the woods, homeless. And they were homeless because someone bought their building and basically jacked the rent. They couldn't afford it, and they couldn't find anywhere affordable. Mm-hmm. So the tiny home community people, you know, they get social assistance. Social assistance pays part of their rent, and then they top it up. So the rents are like, I don't know, $300 or $400 a month. Plus, they're developing an enterprise system where they have businesses. They're soon to open a coffee shop in a brand new big building they built on that site with funding. He's since got funding, and some of his own money, but funding. And they're going to put the ones living in the tiny home community to work. Mm-hmm. So what a wonderful concept, and we were so impressed. So we have also met with people. We've heard again and again about the policing, and we're not putting it out there that the option is to replace the RCMP here. What we put as an action item, Perry, mm-hmm. is that basically that it get explored by the communities like St. Stephen and other communities in Charlotte County, have the option like Bathurst is doing and Bristol is currently doing. They're exploring the option, weighing the pros and cons and looking at costs, and that needs to be done here because we need, there's a period of time in St. Stephen, and St. Stephen is the biggest municipality basically in Charlotte County. And others are having crime. St. George is having some similar. I've heard even St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. So really, we're saying that option needs to be explored. And we actually, on our Facebook page, we have over 700 people that are part of that. And we did a poll, and it was a very high number. Like in the end, something like 90%. People felt, now others felt maybe a provincial police source, but 89%, 90% felt that local police. So Cheyenne and I talked, and we thought, okay, we're not willing to say that the RCMP should be replaced, but there should be an option that the municipalities explore the option of other policing for community policing. So that is one of our other. And also then we got digging into health care. And we've made it as an option. We need a primary care community clinic here in St. Stephen. And then we got thinking, because they have on the third floor, Horizon Health at Charlotte County Hospital, they have the Wellness Center. Why can't that be developed? And I have had some preliminary talks with some people on that. Why can't that be developed right here at Charlotte County Hospital into a primary care clinic?
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to explore more into that. So then we got thinking, okay, there's a lot of stuff here. So we want to dig in deeper on our action items. So we approached Vicki Hogarth from CHCO, and she was very willing to co-organize with us a roundtable. And that's in the works right now. We're looking at, we're hoping December the 3rd, around 2 o'clock. We're just waiting to confirm on the location, and I'm hoping to hear today or tomorrow that Vicki has had the location confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So we plan on inviting people to sit on the roundtable to dig deep into the action items and look how they can be done, and they can be done with, you know, a cost, but minimal cost. But everything that we've identified, Perry, is needed to be done here, because we're a rural area with urban issues, with the homelessness. I'm sure Cheyenne talked about, you know, a warming center and the need for that, like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing a lot of people saying, no, you know, it's the council, it's the MLA, it's the province, it's back and forth. Just Wednesday, I watched the Committee of the Whole, because we were told that it was discussed by the St. Stephen Town Council. At that meeting, it was brought up by one of the counselors about the warming center. And I listened to it, and I was very surprised that no one put a motion on the floor, because apparently the chief administrative officer met that morning with MLA Kathy Bacchus, the Minister of Seniors, and there's some talk going on about a said property. But they're being very close-mouthed about it and very secret about it. That she made the request, would the town cover water and sewage into that property?
Mm-hmm.
Well, immediately I felt that a motion should have been on the floor, and they should have supported that. But nothing was done in that meeting. So that's another delay of a lot of talk, and nothing materializing. In the meantime, it's getting cold. These people are on our streets. They're living homeless.
Right.
And nothing seems to be happening.
So, I mean, you guys have done a lot of work when it comes to this in such a short period of time. I know you mentioned that, you know, you're hoping to have the roundtable coming up soon. I guess at the end of the day, you know, what is it that you're hoping this group will be able to accomplish? Not only this group, but I guess the community as a whole will be able to accomplish.
Definitely. What we plan on after the roundtable, to do up a report, to also include stats in it. Like I'm sure Cheyenne touched on this, we have from very good sources, Emily Muir from the Volunteer Center Food Bank, some numbers, and she said there's between 40 and 60 that have no roof over their head at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's another 40 that are couch surfing. So that is a total of 100 people without a place to call home. And something has to be done, and some movement on that and to address it. And people got it. All levels of government have to be at the table and to address this and, you know, whatever cost that needs to be done. Some things we put as action items won't cost a lot, like the video conferencing. That could be done without much effort or dollars at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some other things, yes, but there's got to be planning and there's got to be things put in place. So what we plan is doing up a report after the roundtable, submitting it to all levels of government, and then I feel we will be like, on behalf of the community, we will lobby and advocate and see that things are addressed and keep on top of that.